Scott Nichols is in the studio, and I want to say good morning to you.
Good morning, Matt. Thanks for having me.
Hey, we're glad to have you in here. Just tell us a little bit about yourself first off and why you would like to serve on the Mexico School Board. You've already served several terms, but why would you like to seek re-election, if you will?
Yeah, so a little bit about me. I'm born and raised in Mexico. I've been here my whole life. I'm married to my beautiful wife, Sheila, 13 years, almost 13 years. I have three kids, Brooke, Gage, and Caleb. I'm a supervisor here in Mexico at True Manufacturing. I work part-time for the Oil Drain Amos District and also volunteer for the Little Dixie Fire Department for 24 years. So you'll see me out and about and very, very big in the community, so you'll see me a lot out and about. As far as serving again, don't feel like my job is done. I think it's a huge calling to help with the community and give back to the community and help with the district as much as you can, and I think it needs a wide variety of different opinions. And just kind of one of the reasons I want to run again.
Sure. Is there anything that you would like to see if you get reelected, to be implemented within the Mexico School District?
So I really like, and this might be one of your other questions, really like a lot of the programs that we're implementing now. I like to see that continue. For me, getting those programs that the kids are interested in and engaged in, I think engagement is the first step to education. If a kid's not engaged, he's not going to show up, or that she's not going to show up, and then we're not doing what we need to be. So if we can get all those new programs and continue programs and pushing those out, then it'll help us in the end run.
What are some of the things that the Mexico School District can do better? And you've sat on the board for a little while. What are some of those things that you think maybe that we could do just a little bit better, if you will?
Obviously, always communication could always be better. I think we've come a long way since where we have been. Also, continuing to improve academics. This last APR was a huge upswing. So I want to continue to see that. And then also the same, I don't want to keep repeating myself, but the finding recruiting and retention efforts for teachers and staff. That's a big one. If we don't have those key roles, then we don't have a district, or we can't provide education.
The reverse side, what are some of the things that you really like that the Mexico School District does pretty well here?
I think with those new programs that are coming out, try to get that engagement. I think we have a lot of people in the great roles. We've implemented a lot of programs over the years as far as the social, emotional well-being, just the engagement side of it, the partnership with the C2C, just continue all those programs and never say enough's enough. Always continue to strive to do better and push more.
Five candidates running for two open seats during this election cycle. What sets you aside and apart from the other candidates that are running this time?
So obviously every candidate has something good to bring to the table, a different opinion. But I think that's kind of one of my strong suits is my experience, first of all. I have been on the board for 6 years. This will be my third term. And then also level-headedness, not saying I'm always going to agree with people. That's the whole point of a board, is to have those different opinions. If everybody was just a yes person, then we wouldn't get what we need to done. So being able to speak out and have those conversations and see the shoe on the other foot, see it from their opinion.
If people would like to find out a little bit more about your campaign, will you do a Facebook page, yard signs? Are you going to be at the Mexico League of Women Voters candidate forum? Tell us a little bit about that.
So I do have a Facebook page, my personal Facebook page. I will not do a campaign Facebook page. I do have signs. I'll probably put a few out. I don't know how many, but just left over from the last time. And then, of course, definitely I'll be at the League of Women's open forum. I think that's a great thing to get people out there. Get to know your candidates. That's the biggest thing. Vote, get to know your candidates, educate yourself.
We certainly appreciate you coming in and telling us a little bit about your candidacy and want to wish you the best of luck.
Thanks, Matt. Thanks for having me. Go Bulldogs.
Hey, Mr. Scott Nichols, our guest this morning. He is a candidate for Mexico Board of Education. The election is going to be held in April. And that is our live interview this morning on the MI Wake Morning Show right here on AM 1340 KXEO.